Larry Bluestein, Dan Day, taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on the South Florida High School Sports Radio Show. On kind of a special night, it's our Broward County National Showcase Countdown game. There's some really good contests on Thursday and Friday. And then on Saturday, the entire country gets a chance to see four really, really good football teams. The number one and two teams in the country, and some pretty decent talent along the way. And one of the programs that will be in action on Saturday at 2 o'clock will be Christopher Columbus. And Coach Dave Dunn has done an awesome job. Last year kind of fell off, which is a rarity for that program. They're in the mix every single year. But I'll tell you what they did in the offseason, added some pieces, a couple of younger players, matured a little bit, couple of coaching moves here and there, and they're right back in the mix. Big win over Miramar to kick off Classic, and then last week, a dominating performance over Miami Southridge, a team that obviously has been one of the top ones in the state over the last couple of years. And Coach Dave Dunn is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I'll tell you what, I mean, you started off with two really good teams, Miramar, physical defense, and then we know Southridge has athletes. It's, you know, they lost a lot of talent, but kind of get you ready for this little gauntlet that starts on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be a heck of a matchup. You know, only so many times in your life you get an opportunity to play the number one team in the country, and we're lucky enough to be invited and get a chance to play Gorman on Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, well, not only that, you got a chance to play the number two team the following week. So it's somebody was kind to you at the same time early on, but this will tell you a little bit about the program. As you said, Gorman, you know, I had a chance to watch him the other night against St. John Bosco, you know, in a game that obviously, you know, pit two really good football teams. How much do you watch of that? I mean, because it's tough really to see if you don't see them live. You know, here you can go and scout and you can see a few other things on the side. But in a game like that, you watch, you know, a film or you watch, you know, the game on you know, TV, and you see a certain amount of things. You don't see a lot of things away from the ball. What do you get out of watching a Gorman team? You know they're big. You know they're talented. Do you see – do you pick up things that you go, okay, you know, maybe we could, you know, exploit that or that? Are they that good where you say to yourself, you know, there's, you know, they've got to come to town and not play the type of game they played last Friday? Or do you feel going into the game, hey, listen, we don't make mistakes. You know, we got the kids.
Yeah, I think we're, you know, extremely more talented than we were last year, no question. You know, they're a very, very good football team. I watched the game live on YouTube on Friday night, and then obviously we exchanged film on Saturday, and I don't know, I've probably watched it 10, 15 times over since then, and try to, you know, no different than any opponent we play. You just try to, you know, try to look at their strengths and weaknesses and try to see what you have in your arsenal that can maybe give them some problems. And, you know, everybody, nobody's perfect. They're extremely talented football team and well coached, and we're gonna have to play our best football game. There's no question. You know, I know our guys will be ready to play. We'll be prepared.
Yeah, and I mean, you've been in big games, and you've been in, you know, an events like this. You know, you play for state titles, you won state titles. You have an opportunity now with a lot of good playmakers. What did you do in the offseason that got you better? I mean, because I asked you that, you know, at one of the media days, and, you know, you said, you know, we added some pieces, but at the same time, our kids really worked hard. You know, we had 100% at all the practices, your weightlifting, your conditioning. Talk about what happened in the offseason that kind of changed the direction of this program from last year.
You know, we really hit a total reset. You know, last year we weren't as talented and played an extremely tough schedule, and it was just kind of, two negative instances kind of colliding at the same time. We're down a little bit, and our schedule was extremely tough and lost a bunch of close football games, and it kind of made us peel back and analyze everything we do from – you know, our off-season stretch to how we dress in the weight room to how we, clean up the weight room. It was really kind of a all hands on deck and attention to detail and set the tone from day one. The additions to the coaching staff has helped as well. You know, I just think we're, you know, brought in some new blood from the outside with some new ideas, and you got to constantly in a game of football, you got to constantly study and analyze what you're doing and kind of, you know, in this case, we had to reinvent ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember last year you and I were, we talked, you know, at one of the games and you looked at me and said, you know, this is not what we're, you know, we're used to. I mean, because you didn't have a lot of depth on that team. You had some frontline players, but maybe not what you have now or what you've had in the past. You take a look at the competition, and you guys have always played a challenging schedule. For at least the last decade, you've gone on the road and you've played some really, really good football programs. But now you run into this little gauntlet over the next 3 weeks where you step up your game, and I guess you'll know a lot about, you know, what this team's made of with Gorman and then St. Thomas and then a team Palmetto, which is a program obviously last year that came within a 2-point conversion of going to the state championship. What do you learn out of like last week's game against Southridge or the kickoff classic against Miramar? What do you take away from that, coach, moving forward into a game like Saturday?
I think the biggest thing is that, you know, we probably, you know, we don't tackle to the ground as much probably in practices, you know, teams have in the past, just trying to keep everybody healthy. You know, so that was probably a little bit of a question mark going into both those games is how we would tackle. And I thought we tackled well in both Miramar and, you know, the last week against Southridge. That was part of it. And also, you know, sometimes in practice you're standing right behind the kids and it's really easy to tell them what to do. Well, you don't get that opportunity on game day. You know, everything's from the sideline. Obviously, you can't go in the field. So I think just kind of the communication, changing of personnel between special teams, going from offense to defense, tackling live, all those things in the last 2 weeks, I think, have made us a better football team. And I'm glad we had those two games. So you basically have two games to get ready for a team like Gorman instead of playing him in the opener. And so, you know, yeah. I think it really helped us get ready.
No doubt. Coach Dave Dunn joins us, head coach at Miami's Christopher Columbus Senior High School. And, you know, Coach, the one thing, too, is, you know, last year you probably didn't have a lot of that leadership. This year you have a couple of seniors that have returned. You have a quarterback like Kai Moore who comes over from Norland, a very intelligent kid that's on his way to Northern Illinois. Then, obviously, Amir Sears, who's a playmaker, somebody who reclassed. Talk about what that's like to have, you know, those type of playmakers where, you know, you say, hey, listen, you know, last year you kind of had a, you know, kind of put your hands together and kind of pray that you would get a big play here and there. But this year you've got that capability on both sides of the ball. Your defensive line is capable of coming up with a big sack and maybe, you know, turning the game around. And then offensively, you know, with the kid Cecil who runs the ball extremely well and also a quarterback like Kai Moore and Amir Sears. What's it like to have those type of playmakers who at any time could change the course of a game?
It's big for us because last year we really struggled making plays in the pass game. And we had Sean James last year was a tremendous running back for us, was first team all Dade County. He's now playing at Wagner and playing on special teams there. He was our biggest threat and our best player on offense. You know, besides throwing the ball in the backfield, it was handing it off to him so people could really load the box. Now, I just think we're better at quarterback, we're better at receiver than we were last year, and so we're able to exploit some matchups that we weren't in the past. That makes us tougher to defend. And then we have a young man like Cecil Smith who can play running back and receiver, and there's some multiple. And then on defense, too, the same thing. We didn't tackle well in space last year. It's one of the things we analyzed. We got better at it, but we're also more athletic on defense. You know, that helps a lot.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, this is a huge game, nationally televised, big showcase. This Broward County National Showcase has kind of morphed into something that is being recognized throughout the country. I mean, from last week's game where Mandarin played against MacArthur all the way to your game and St. Thomas's game against DeSoto on Saturday on ESPN. I mean, this is a huge event, and this is something, obviously, I know that your administration, your student body is relishing. And again, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us on Monday. We'll see you on Saturday. I won't be on your sideline. I'll go in the stands if it takes that to come down with a W. But I you know, I admire what you guys have done, and best of luck this week, and have a great week of practice.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for everything you do for our kids. I really appreciate it.